Hey guys, Casey here. We have an exciting announcement. Woo-hoo! Do you love Down the Foxhole?
Yeah.
And do you love money?
Yeah.
Then this is for you. Woo-hoo! We are running a reviews contest, guys. So if you write us a review on iTunes from now until December 20th, you'll be automatically entered to win a $100 gift card to Amazon. And who doesn't order something from Amazon every single week?
Woohoo, every day.
So the winner will be announced on December 21st on our Instagram. So good luck, and we can't wait to read.
Yeah, just remember to leave us your Instagram handle on your review so that we can find you. Also, sometimes people have a problem with their username. All you have to do is add a unique number. So, for example, if I'm Erin Fabio, I might have to be Erin Fabio 1234. Just so you know, if it keeps rejecting you, it's got some problems.
Good call.
Thank you.
See you out there. Welcome to The Foxhole. Down the Foxhole is a podcast where we get real candid, real funny, and real weird on a weekly basis. I'm Casey Taylor.
And I'm Erin Fabio. The Foxhole is a space to inspire and give permission to each other to start that business, keep working towards that dream, or totally switch gears and take the big risks to reap the big reward.
We're big believers that there's no one size fits all and that each of our stories is unique and worth sharing. So
let's go down the foxhole.
Hey guys, we are back.
We're back with Fox Bites 2.
With our second Fox Bite.
This one's a little bit ragier than the last one.
But it just like needs to be addressed.
Yeah. The point of these Fox Bites is that they're just kind of like things that we've like been a little bit like rubbed wrong by or like...
Or we've just noticed that's happening a lot.
Conversations we want to have that are just
and start.
Like... happening in the world
with you guys.
Okay, so this one is about the concept of community over competition,
which I think like our biggest problem is that people talk about how they practice this but they really don't
preach it. So the reason this came up is because I got like super down on myself and about like the industry in general recently when I'd been asking for help from people and I just kept getting turned down in like a really... I'm cool with rejection. Trust me. I'm good with me. But like in just like a really icky way that I found to just be like super counterintuitive to the whole concept that is being spouted by everyone of community over collaboration.
Yeah. And I feel like we constantly hear from people who are even on our podcast or are connected with people on our podcast that they're like... love the creative community in DC and how collaborative it is. But I think lately both of us have just noticed that there's a little bit of like behind the scenes, there's a bad attitude around competition.
Yeah.
And like the community is just like not actually doing the things that they're saying that they're doing.
So we just have a couple of opinions about like how to deal with it, why competition can actually be good. And what I'll start with is this. It is my belief that to be truly collaborative, you have to strive to be three things that are super, super difficult. You have to be authentic, which means literally looking at yourself in the mirror and understanding who you truly are and being that person. Not easy. Mm-hmm. You have to be vulnerable. Also not easy. Everyone wants to like look on Instagram like their whole lives are perfect and their businesses are booming and their marriages are perfect. And trust me, neither of those things are typically true for anyone. And number three, you have to give more than you take and you have to expect that every time. It's just the truth. Like if you ever expect anything out of this world, you better be giving like 10 times more minimum.
Oh my gosh. So many opinions on that. I think that the biggest thing to realize when it comes to competition is that competition is actually good for your industry. If you have competition, it means that your market is big and there's a big opportunity to make money.
And guess what? Like people, here's another thought for the starter to this. Keep your enemies closer. You know what I mean? Like that's the other thing is like sometimes you just have to like if you see someone as a threat, inviting them in might actually be like the best thing that can happen for you.
And let's also acknowledge that when you see somebody as a threat competitively, you're probably coming from a pretty insecure place.
Correct. Right? Like, I 99% will also say that person does not view you as a threat.
Right.
And that's always, it's like my tragic University of Maryland and Duke University rivalry. Like, Duke does not give a fuck about us. remember every year we're like, oh, fuck Duke. And they're like, okay, sit down, little chirps. Anyway, so here's how this whole thing came up. I, as a photographer, am super interested in like editorial spaces and brand photography. And like, of course, while I love like all my family and maternity stuff, like my
and
true
like studio stuff.
Studio stuff. So the problem with studio work is you have to have a lot of gear to like make the dream work kind of a thing. And like, I wanted to get, I was able to sort of like assist on a Washingtonian shoot, and I like sort of got the itch even more. And I started reaching out to people wanting to,
essentially work for free for them.
Yeah. Like I was like, you know, I'll do anything. Like I would love to either shadow you or apprentice for you or work for you. I will pay you. Like, whatever it takes, I just want to be in a space where somebody who's successful at this, I'm around them, and then I'm able to learn how you're doing this, mostly technically. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I pretty much have my style set, but I want to know the technicals. And what I was really surprised about is that many, probably 6 or 7 people, their response was, no, you're a competitor. Why would I teach you how I run my business?
So insane. I also just like, this is what I'm talking about, like when I say like a bad attitude, I think for me personally, if somebody wants to like shadow me on a wedding day and they want to put their time in for free and assist me, like I would love to help somebody be able to run their dream business, because why wouldn't you want to help somebody?
Totally.
Also, like, especially if you have like 5-10 years experience, like that person isn't going to catch up on one day to your 10 years of experience. So why wouldn't you want to like share the wealth and encourage somebody to do something that you love?
Totally. So
it's so bizarre to me.
What I noticed that was really interesting when I was emailing with these photographers is I would say 80% of them, their first response was like, oh, cool, let me think about it. So their initial reaction was positive, and then they come back a couple days to a week later and it's like, you know, I've thought about it, I've talked with my husband or I've talked with whoever, and it just doesn't make sense for my business. You're a threat and that type of thing. And I'm like, okay, I have so many thoughts on this, but first and foremost, it's like, thank you for saying I'm a threat, right? Like that, you make me feel a lot better because about my little photography business. Number two, it's like there's paperwork that you can sign to make me not a threat. You know what I mean? Like make me sign an NDA. I even brought that up with them, a non-disclosure. I'm like, you can absolutely have me, like, I can't share your business practices. I can't take your clients. Like, of course I would sign that. Like, I'm learning from you. This is your business. And also like the thought that they had initially a positive reaction and then switched their mind, that tells me that insecurity just triggered. And they're not insecure. They're not secure in their business. And that's what's like so bonkers to me, because it's like free work and somebody who you are viewing as a competitor asking to help you, that would only help your business.
Yeah, it's so funny that they originally was like, oh, let me think about this, because that also tells me that like maybe they don't have the greatest support network if that's the advice they're getting from people.
Maybe.
Because that is just like, it's just like negative energy everywhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously that I was like super down on myself and was like, okay, well maybe I should start asking people in New York. Maybe I should just like get out of the market, like whatever. And what I did start doing is somebody had asked me, have you been asking men? And I was like, no, you know what? I haven't. And then I hate that. But the first thing I did get a guy that said, no, you're a competitor. And then I found somebody who was like, oh my God, of course I'll help you. And this person that I found, super secure in their business, small, successful business, very huge, like online presence and like just like killing it in all the ways. And when I told him the story about how all these people are like, no, you're a competitor, he and his partner were like, wait, people didn't actually like say that out loud to you. And I was like, oh, they even put it in writing. And they were just like, that is insane. Like the people we roll with would never do that. Like the point is like everybody learned from somebody. Like everybody learned from somebody. Nobody is 100% self-taught. And if you are, like, you're the outlier, like, kudos to you.
Also, you're just not.
Yeah,
just
like,
lying.
Somebody at some point gave you a leg up or helped you or showed you something or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, I felt just so much better that I was like, okay, I'm not the crazy person that's like, this is super whack. Like, how are people having this attitude? And I mean, these are actual successful people, I would say, versus people that are trying to be successful.
I also think it's like, it's funny because when when you tell people like me and Aaron, no, like, when you tell us rejection in such a way that's like, no, you're a threat, you're literally...
Pepper. Yes. My dog's having a lot of feels today.
You're literally, you're actually adding fuel to our fire.
Oh, yeah.
And making us want to take you down even more now because you have such a bad attitude.
That phrase is a little extreme for me, but yeah, like, you can bet your ass right now. I'm like, watch me be your competitor. Like,
right, that's exactly.
It's motivating as hell.
Rejection is super motivating for me. So that is just like, honestly, the worst thing.
Yeah,
that
I could
possibly say.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this little ginger is not something you want to fox with, I would say. But yeah, I mean, it just made me feel icky and it made me want to have this conversation because I think that so many people have like the hashtag community over competition or collaboration over competition, whatever. And I just like, you have to truly live it. And like, just saying it doesn't make it true. I also feel like there's a really big copy culture in the district right now where like, if something new opens, everybody runs and takes the same Instagram picture and says like, look how creative I am.
Right.
And like, that's not creativity. So I think we just need to like call ourselves out on like the nomenclature that we're using to describe what we think we're doing. Just because something is trending doesn't mean it's like you're part of it.
And I also find it really interesting that you had better luck talking to men, because I think there is also in the DC creative circle, there are certain groups of women who say that they support women and they actually don't.
Yeah, they support like a very small group of women.
They support 5 or 6 people and that's it. And they're actually like not really willing to support all women. So like, that's kind of like a really weird thing for me to wrap my brain around too, because there are people who are just so cold shoulder, but yet they like talk all this women supporting women stuff. It's just not really happening behind the scenes.
For sure. And like through this podcast, we've talked with so many women of so many different levels of success and absolutely community builders. And I will say that they are the most open and people who have told us like, we'll do anything to help you, of course. And like, it's truly successful people are helpful, authentic, vulnerable, and give more than they expect to get. And I just think it was important to me to just talk about it because, number one, it hurt my feelings, my little ginger feelings. Number two, it's like, it's just bullshit because that's not how you build a successful business.
And that's not how you get a great reputation in the market.
Right.
And competition fuels market growth, which is good for everyone. Like,
for sure.
The wedding industry in DC is freaking saturated. But it's because there's a huge market ask.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, everyone gets their piece of pie. Especially there can be, like, the wedding photographer community can be so freaking weird sometimes.
Yeah.
Because everyone is, like, is just so overly competitive. They don't want to share any information. But it's, like, most of us just need 20 to 30 people to book us a year.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds of thousands of people getting freaking married in this area every year.
Yeah.
So it just blows my mind when people...
I mean, the fact of the matter is there's, especially in big markets, like, sure, if you're in a tiny town, that might be a situation that's different than ours.
Right, if it's, like,
but
a town of 100 and, like, you know...
There's one chapel.
There's
different... We're not talking to you right now.
There's two photographers. I can see where that would kind of be a rivalry. But at the same time, like, if it were me, I would kind of be like, why don't we join forces and become, like, the only place, right?
Yeah, and I'm such a big believer that there's enough business for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just am. Like, I've got competitors that offer very similar things, but, like, my client is just not the type of person that would go after their business or their services, and vice versa. Their clients are not my right fit for me and my business. And the more that you can understand with those three things, authenticity, vulnerability, and giving, you'll understand those people are not your people.
Yeah.
And you're not losing on anything. You just have a lot more to gain with your specific audience.
And I also think that sharing information, I mean, look, I can understand, like, sure, if somebody emailed me and was like, hi, I would like to know every single thing you've ever done to build your business. I mean, it's taken me a long time and it's taken me a lot of money to get where I am today. So sure, I'm not going to give that information away for free. But I would definitely offer them some kind of solution. Yeah. And the other thing is like, sharing knowledge and ideas actually grows an industry and is better for everybody.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like closing your door.
For sure.
Constantly to everybody, you're just kind of gonna like sit in the same place forever. Oh, yeah.
And I will hands down say people, typically young women that I've mentored or have sort of like, mentor feels like such like a big word for me, but that I've worked with closely over their careers, I have learned so much from them. Like just seeing how like maybe they're taking an idea or like a philosophy that I've had and applying it to their work, but they're doing it totally differently because it's their life and their business. And I'm like, oh my God, give and take, like you learn so much from these people. And it goes back to like why teaching is important and learning. Like I'm always a little bit dissatisfied with how many people are asking to learn. And I'm always dissatisfied with the amount of people who are not willing to teach.
Yeah. I love the teaching opportunity because first of all, I love what I do so much. So it's just, I want to talk about it and I want to help other people do it. The other thing is like, I'm not insecure about my business.
Right.
I know that even if I share information with people, the chances of them actually putting in the time and the work are pretty low.
Yeah.
To be totally honest. So like I've done like a couple of coffee dates and stuff like that with aspiring photographers, and I never hear from them again because I gave them all this information, but you know what? They didn't actually do the work because nobody really wants to do the work.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very small group of people.
You know, you can put out your good karma. It's such a rare thing that somebody actually does all of the work that you've done to catch up with you.
For sure.
That it's just...
And on the flip side, I guess in my situation is like, I will do the work. And here's the thing, like somebody that I would partner with or apprentice with or whatever, like... Who knows? Like, I'm just making this up. Maybe we would, like, hypothetically have become partners and have this huge company that would have, like, dominated the industry. Like, you just don't know. It's like, some people will put in the work and they're worth teaching, and some people won't, and you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. See, it's win-win.
Yeah. Totally.
Helping other people and truly supporting other creatives, like, talking the talk and then walking the walk, is only going to help everybody. It hurts no one.
Agreed. All right, Foxies, we could harp on this forever just because it keeps rearing its ugly little head. But I guess our ask is this: be the person that helps the other person. Be the person that's vulnerable and can see the potential in people and put your own self on the line. You're only going to grow. So be that person.
And my other favorite tip is that if, because sometimes like the competition thing can turn into the comparison game. Mm. And my best tip, if you're looking at somebody and you're just like, I want to be where they are and I feel so insecure. Mute. Well, mute is one thing.
I love muting people.
Mine is like cheering them on.
Yeah. Well, mute is one thing. Cheering them on is another.
You can, let me be honest. There are some times where I unfollow certain people because it does have a negative impact on my creativity and the way that I create images for my clients. I'm now kind of past that point. Mm-hmm. So I have like refollowed a bunch of other wedding photographers because I feel very confident in the way that I do my work and all of that. But I also think that like when you put more positive energy out there, you're going to get positivity back. So I'm always, like, if I see somebody, I'm like, I actually, there was a photographer who I saw, I had lost the client to them, and I was like, man, but at the same time, I was like, I commented on the photo, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and just cheer them on.
Well, it's good
and
PR.
And plus, it just feels better.
Yeah. So my take on that is if I know the person, it's the support and be like over the top, like what you just said. If I don't know the person, like if I only know them on Instagram, whatever, that's when I'll typically mute because it's like, this person's pretty much irrelevant to my life. And like, if I just need a time out, like take a time out, who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt anybody. And then when you're ready to like, if you're, you know, when I'm like, okay, that was nuts and I was acting a little crazy, like you can always unmute them. That's all I'm saying about it. All right, little foxes, go get them tigers. We love you.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the Foxhole. For exclusive content and super fun offers like discounts and promo codes, sign up for our email list on our website at godownthefoxhole.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at godownthefoxhole.
And please, please, if you love this episode, leave us a review on iTunes.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.